In the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, Palestinians have just celebrated an Independence Day of sorts. 13 years ago, Yasser Arafat declared an independent Palestinian state, a state for which his people are still waiting. Despite calls for unity from the Palestinian Authority, there are growing signs of conflict between the Authority and more militant Palestinian factions. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the West Bank city of Ramallah.
This city, just north of Jerusalem, serves as a de facto capital for Palestinians struggling to live amid almost daily violence and Israeli security restrictions that are blocking travel and strangling the Palestinian economy. The Israelis want Arafat to crack down on alleged terrorists and stop all violence before resuming peace talks. But when the Palestinian Authority arrested a top Islamic Jihad military man this week, thousands rioted in protest. One Palestinian official speaking at the Ramallah Independence Day ceremony referred to the jailings. "We tell the people who put our brothers and comrades in jail," he says, "that someday all these prisons will be open, because we all should be united in our struggle to gain independence and to bring the Palestinian refugees back to their homes." Hassan Youssef is the top political leader of the Hamas faction in the West Bank. He says while all the groups respect Arafat, policies such as jailing militants are sowing discontent. "This political imprisonment will harm our national unity," says Youssef, "and we have been engaged in many talks with Yasser Arafat and the Palestinian Authority to end this practice totally, because this is not the time to be putting people in jail." In Israel, Arafat's jailing of militants is seen by many as a mere game, in which alleged terrorists are arrested and then promptly released. Recently, Israeli analysts and officials have returned to a theme that has been used several times over the years, that Arafat is losing his grip, that his own people see him as a leader without an agenda. One columnist today wrote that Arafat is in free fall. In a Ramallah restaurant, Palestinian analyst Hassan Khatib says Arafat is in trouble at the moment. But the fundamental factor in his favor hasn't changed. There's no successor waiting in the wings. That's why Khatib tends to discount recent stories that Israeli leaders are looking for other Palestinians to deal with.
"No, I don't think that Israel is seriously trying to find alternatives to Arafat, because they all know that the alternatives to Arafat are much less moderate than Arafat and cannot be partner even to the same peace process that Arafat was partner to. And they know more than anybody else that all these alternatives cannot maintain the unity of the Palestinian people, and the absence of Arafat will create trouble."
Khatib says Palestinians are eager to hear U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell's policy statement on the Middle East Monday. He hopes it will be detailed enough to dispel his own pessimistic view of the West's arm's-length approach to peace in the region.
The Europeans and the Americans are interested in putting an end to the violence in order to resume a peace process that they hope will end up by reaching any agreement, because they don't have a preference. They only want the two parties to agree on something.
Analysts on both sides believe that the competing pressures on Arafat, from Israel and the West to rein in the militants, and from Palestinians to keep up the struggle for independence, will only grow worse in the absence of a viable plan to resume talks. The most likely result would be more Palestinian attacks and even tougher Israeli counterattacks and security measures. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ramallah.